In this case, could be you. We will walk. Could be, well, in some distances.
Early on a hot sunny morning, our tour guide Hugo starts us off on the hike.
If you will have some doubt, yes, in the trail, because you will find could be two tracks, just stop.
All around me, the mountains of the Andes stretch towards the cloudless blue sky. There are 10 of us on this hike, all tourists in our 20s and 30s. We have 2 Peruvian guides, 1 cook, and 13 porters with us. The porters carry our clothes, tents, sleeping bags, even a dining tent, and enough food for everyone for 4 days. As we set off, the exhilaration I feel is slightly diminished by the image of these men in their rubber sandals striding ahead of us. That night, a few of us talk about how uncomfortable we are with poor Peruvians carting our belongings. The next morning, this discomfort only intensifies. The porters wake us up at the crack of dawn.
Agua caliente.
Gracias. Oh, muchas gracias.
They offer us bowls of hot water to wash our faces and cups of hot tea, handed straight to us in our tents. Then they disappear to the far side of the campsite. I'm starting to suspect that we're being deliberately kept apart. No fraternizing between guests and staff. But then, after breakfast, Hugo officially introduces us.
Okay, his name is Giraldo. ¿Cuántos años, Giraldo? ¿Qué es lo que estás cargando?
We line up across from each other, and the men tell us in Spanish their names and a little bit about themselves. Hugo translates.
¿Cuántos hijos? 3 children.
They range in age from 20 to 54. They're wiry, short, with shy smiles. Most are farmers. After this, we get ready to start hiking again. Now that we know who they are, we wave and thank them when we see them taking breaks on the trail during the day.
Everyone ready to eat?
Yeah.
Many hours later, we stumble into the lunch tent. We're wiped. We've just climbed to an altitude of about 14,000 feet. As I hiked, I could only focus on putting one foot in front of the other.
They do it too.
But now we're exhilarated and ravenous, and we attack the food, laughing in relief. In the back of our minds, though, I think we're all feeling slightly guilty that the porters just did the exact same hike, but with 50 extra pounds on their backs. On the one hand, I'm having a spectacular time, but I also worry that I'm part of a system that's abusing the Peruvian porters. They don't get paid nearly enough for this hike, maybe about $10 a day. At the same time, they usually receive decent tips from the hikers. So, is it abuse? Or is it a respectable way for them to add to their farming income? Do they feel taken advantage of, or do they laugh at soft tourists who need their help at these high altitudes? According to my tour guide, the situation for the porters has improved in the past years. There are now strict guidelines limiting the amount they carry. The better companies pay porters slightly higher wages. And the truth is, you simply can't do this hike without going on a guided tour with porters. That's the Peruvian government's way of preserving Machu Picchu by controlling the number of visitors to the ruins. As the days pass on the trail, I realize something. I know that my 4-day hike was made possible on the backs of poor Peruvians, literally. But the truth is, a lot of my life in the United States is made possible by the very same thing, by the labor of poor people in the U.S. and around the world. They're the ones who clean toilets, who pick fruits and vegetables for hours in the hot sun, who labor in factories to produce cheap clothing or toys.
Could you translate for me?
Sure, we'll translate for you.
I'm amazed at the weight that you can carry.
On our last night, we gather together for a thank you ceremony. We tell the porters how we couldn't possibly have made this trip without their assistance. We've pooled our money and give them a tip to split amongst themselves. Afterwards, each of them comes around to shake our hands, thanking us personally. From what I heard, our tip was larger than most groups give, but it still leaves me wondering, was it enough?